الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم وكان الله سميعا عليما إن تبدوا خيرا أو تخفوه أو تعفو عن سوء فإن الله كان عفوا قديرا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's lesson we will be beginning with the sixth para of the Quran. And in this opening verse of this para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love the utterance of any evil word unless a person be oppressed. In other words, if a person is mazloom, he is oppressed by somebody, then he may let the people know that so-and-so person has done so-and-so bad deed and zulam against him in order for him to get back his right, etc., from the zalim. So then he says an evil word by saying that, for example, so-and-so person did this wrong to me, then in this case Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook this deed because this is zulam. Zulam is something that is not tolerated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person has to infringe upon the rights of another person, which is called حقوق العباد, then one may be allowed to take back his right. And when a person is taking back his right and is retaliating, then he should also remember the verse of the Quran, وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ, that if you are now going to retaliate, then make sure that you do it in a manner that you are going to do it exactly the same as how the oppressor did to you. In other words, do not exceed the bounds. For example, if somebody has to say to you, أخزاك الله, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliate you. Now how do you answer that person? Then you can answer the exact same way by saying that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do the same to you as well. But do not exceed that and say may Allah do it to you and then your family and then your kids, etc. Because now you are exceeding the bounds. So this much is allowed, as mentioned in Quran. وَلَمَنْ انْتَصَرَ بَعْدَ ظُلْمِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. If somebody is going to take back his right, then there's no problem, there's no cause of action against him because he is saying the exact same word that was said to him. The problem is when a person exceeds that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next part of the verse and likewise in other places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly mentions that sabr is a better thing. That's the better idea, is to make sabr and to forgive, because then the reward is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Allah says in one place, فَأَجُرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, that whoever makes sabr and he forgives, then that person, let him know that his reward is then known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. So Allah says, لَا يُحِبُّ اللَّهُ الْجَهْرَ بِالسُّوءٍ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ إِلَّا مَنْ ظُلِمْ. Unless a person is oppressed, then he may tell the people of the wrong that was done to him, the injustice that was committed, etc. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا عَلِيمًا. And Allah is telling you that don't worry, I've also heard everything and I'm alim, I'm also knowledgeable, I know exactly what was said and what was done. Then Allah says, but in tubdu khayran aw tukhfuhu aw ta'fu an su, if you have to reveal some good or you have to conceal it or you have to pardon that evil that was done, fa inna Allah kana afuwan qadira, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving and all able. In other words, Allah is telling you that Allah will then forgive your gunas, Allah will forgive your sins. Who doesn't want his sins to be forgiven? If each and every person wants his sins and his dhunub and khataya to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in other words, Allah is telling you in this part of the verse that remember, forgiving is a better option. If you have to forgive, then Allah will make your sins maaf, and Allah is qadir. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all able. Allah saw the wrong that was done to you. Allah will then, on that day of qiyamah, Allah will requite that person for his bad deeds. So let us forgive people, let us make maaf and forgive, because we also want our sins to be forgiven rather than retaliating. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make.